Our last speaker is beam. What planet are you beaming in from, Claude? Can you hear me?
I do, and I am in lovely Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, where it's 59 in the morning, and it's going to get up to a blazing 77 today.
Okay, well, we're all jealous, except for somebody who, a previous speaker who said they're flying back to Denver, where it's going to be 100 today, and it's only going to be 90-something in Austin, so it's actually going to be cooler today in Austin than Denver, so I hope the heat wave stays away from you, Claude.
Yes.
Claude is here to talk to us about ethics issues, and in particular some changes in our ethics codes. He's been a frequent speaker here. I kind of think you need no introduction, Claude. I think I'll just let you have okay. just time to talk yeah, to these guys.
Right. I got to get you all back on schedule too. I think we're a few minutes behind there. So hi, thanks very much, Cliff. It's fun doing this for UTCLE. You have a great crew over there, Christy Marks, Adam, and Trey, doing this, and then make my job very easy. Now, let me give you as a way of background, you know, I've been a lawyer 47 years. I'm board certified civil trial, civil appeal, all that kind of stuff. But I just finished my 6 years of service on the Disciplinary Rules Committee, and we're very proud of that. I mean, you know that I've been chair of this and chair of that, but I don't think I've ever worked harder than those 6 years. And I don't think I missed more than one meeting. We had monthly meetings. And the first group, after 3 years, you know, you did the 2021 rules, and then we got to work even harder, and you just had your you voted in April on these 2024 rules. Now, what happens after we vote, and I'll take you through the process in just a minute, is that they certify the election. Yes, they all passed, and then the Supreme Court takes it up to see if they need any modifications to the to the actual comments to the rules. So let's go ahead and get started, though. Let me tell you about the process for this, for the 2024 rules. First of all, who initiates this? You know, under our new rules, if you recall, and I'm going to do this really fast, and I realize I'm talking way too fast, but you really should get 2 hours of CLE for every 1 hour that I'm speaking because I talk so fast, but because I want you to get all this information. Now, you remember, the only way you could change the rules is to have a vote that 51% of the lawyers voted in, and the way you voted against the rules is you didn't vote, because they can't. Right now, you can't get 51% of the lawyers to agree that today is Friday. So they changed that law in 2017 to create the CDRR, the Committee on Disciplinary Rules and Referenda. And I got a call on like December 29th of 2017 saying, "Would you accept a 3-year appointment to the Disciplinary Rules and Referenda Committee?" And I said, "Sure. What is that?" Anyway, so we met just monthly, every month. And as you know, the first 3 years, we redid all the advertising rules. We created some new disciplinary rules of procedure and things like that. It was an overwhelming success. And my thing is this, we should be doing this every 3 years. Every 3 years, we should improve and modify and make things more modern. Before we did the 2021, referendum, we hadn't changed the disciplinary rules since 1995. You know, words like, you know, social media hadn't even been invented until 2003. So we would say internet-based things, you know, things like that. So what we did, anybody under the new law can propose a rule. You know, you can propose a rule saying, "I think that lawyers should wear green hats every Wednesday." Well, and of course, we then review it. Does it have merit? Then we at least docket it as a rule. If it's just something silly, we won't docket it. But where did these rules come from that you just voted on? They came from us, the committee. We initiated every one of these rules as changes. Now, one of the benefits I think that hopefully I brought to that committee is that I speak all over the country. I've spoken in every state except South Dakota, which does not require CLE. But all of you banking lawyers know it's a favorite place for banks. You can charge, 800% interest in South Dakota. At any rate, so in doing that, I could see that, you know, there's rules in Minnesota that are better than our rules. There are rules in California, believe it or not. I know that's not a word you say in public in Texas, so California. But they're better than our rules. They're better, definitions. So I would, you know, initiate some of these. I think we need to do this. I think we did this. And luckily, it had lots of help and lots of support. But the other thing I wanted you to know is that it wasn't anything like having a luncheon meeting. Well, here, let's make a new rule. Okay, all in favor, aye. Every one of these rules we had on the docket for more than a year going through. Is there a better adjective? Is there a better verb to use? Is this should it be in the active or the passive voice? So what I learned about rulemaking is that you never explain the rule within the rule.